This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah, amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Welcome back to another episode of To My Daughter, The Heart to the Heart. We're going to talk about social skills. And how could you speak about social skills without talking about social media? Addressing that type is now understanding whether it's lawful or unlawful. So let's go to social media. We'll talk about Facebook, whether it's Instagram, whether it's anything that you want. There's too many things to talk about, but we'll talk about them in general. And also the digital age, the pros and cons, and also we'll find out if it's allowed or not allowed. Are you ready, my dear daughter? I hate to give speeches. I don't want to lecture to you, but it's something I have to do. So please note that there are 7 years ago, 70 years ago, we talked about a research that was done. They asked a long time ago, a lot of youth, they asked them, based on what you make a decision? They said, first, family, church, TV. Years after that, they asked them, based on what you make a decision? Church was gone, meaning religion was out of their life. Then they said it was TV, family, and friends. Years after that, they asked them again, guess what? Family was also gone. It was TV, friends. Then they asked them again when the social media was in. Guess what? It was media, friends, now the TV is gone because hardly anybody does. Believe it or not, number one on their list was friends. And I'll talk about friends, but now let's talk about the social media. Social media, it could be good or bad. It depends on how you use it. So let's talk about how you use it first to understand what pot you're cooking in. For speaking about that, is the pot in itself halal or haram? Is it lawful or unlawful? Well, it is not halal or haram. It depends on what you cook in it. So that's what is called halamul haramul lighayrihi. It is unlawful for other reasons. But if you go to the beach, is the beach itself haram or halal? It's not halal, not haram. What you do when you go to the beach makes it halal, makes it haram. Understanding that concept, let's go back to the social media. How do you use your social media makes it halal or haram? Now, I understand it's the peer pressure. I understand that you have to, you know, the adrenaline, that you get the rush. You get the chemical reaction that makes you feel so good. And it's actually statistics show that. When you do something, you post something, you see how many people like it. How many people follow you. The comments. And hence, we have the cyberbullying. And God help us. And speaking of that, I don't want to go back to when I was your age, when I was back home and all of that stuff. But believe it or not, when you're talking about cyberbullying, oh, we had real bullies. Yes, we had real bullies. You know the guys that take your lunch and beat you up and all of that stuff? Yeah, we had that stuff. You guys have cyberbullying. Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't go there. But now when you talk about it, what is exactly the reason for it? So I want to make sure you understand of how sincere you're going to be in order for you to be able to use your social media wisely. I'm not going to say no to you because I don't want you to be a social outcast. Because if everybody goes to school and tells you what did you do and what have you done and did you see this post and have you seen this on YouTube and you're going to say, I have no idea what you're talking about, you'll be a social outcast. So it's not my job to make you a social outcast. My job is to purify you and make sure that you have the strength in order for you to be able to meet any type of fitna tests amongst you in order for you to be able strong and steadfast. I won't be there for you all the time, but I have to make sure that you're on your own with strong, firm feet in the ground. So in that case, I want you to remember the three whys. Before you do anything or post anything, know for sure that it's there forever. Yes? Statistics show, again, when people hire people, they will look at your social media. Because you think that you have a screen, either your screen from your laptop or your screen from your phone, but you think that you're invisible. You think nobody sees you. But you post it, you feel you're more courageous saying things that you normally would not say. And then they will look at your true colors and who you truly are on your social media, and they will make a decision whether they're going to give you a job or not. Or, believe it or not, doing what I've been doing for over 30 years, they will get you married or not. Yes, it's that bad or that good. I know that some people opt out for the social media. They don't want it because, you know what? They say, lesser both evil, prevention is better than cure. Said the Tara, I don't want to be there. Don't even bother with it. That's fine. It's a choice you have to make. I will not tell you to do or not to do. But I know you will do the right thing. So let's speak about doing the right thing. So before you post anything, you have to ask yourself, why do I want to do that? And as you're doing it, ask yourself again, why do I want, or why am I doing it? And after you do it, ask yourself again, why did I do it? Now, do you understand the fact that the social media itself, as we call it, Salah Dhu Haddain, it's catch-22. Could be good or bad in how you use it. So I want you to make sure that you understand that don't have two Facebook accounts. I know the drill. You know, been there, done that. You know I wasn't always a sheikh. I've always been there, done that. You know what I mean? I know you know what I mean. So you may have your own Facebook account and the other one that I'm invited in. I'm invited to your public, you know, all of that. Your mom is invited. But there is another private Facebook account that we're not invited in. So for self, for example, you call yourself Fatima. And you know, you don't put your Facebook, your face on there because it's haram, yani. I can't show my face. And all of a sudden, I have another Facebook account where it's Foxy Mama. Let's see what happens there. What's the difference here? Yeah, on that one, anything goes. If you're a bad boy, because, Abdullah, ya salam, Allahu Akbar, ishada. And then you know what? You look up and you have these beautiful pictures of the Kaaba and all of that stuff. And then the other private Facebook account, your Diablo. Does that sound familiar? You know, if you're laughing, I know why. But knows that in the other one, no picture. But the other one, as if you're kissing the corner in the air. I have no idea why sisters do that. May Allah protect you from that. So please make sure you understand that we know the drill, but sometimes you have to come clean. I already taught you about your eyes and your ears and your tongue, and everything that you have will be recorded. So you're on your own. You're growing now, and I want to know if you're on board or not, and I know you are. You've been a good girl, and you'll be the best ever. I know that. So understanding the social media, whether it's Instagram, your Facebook, or your Twitter, and everything else that comes with it, just use it wisely. And I want you to remember, I'll share a story with you so you'll understand. It's a true story, by the way. This man died. But before he died, he did something. He thought he was doing a favor for his friends. What was it? You know, he had some bad sites sending him bad pictures. And he did, but the homeboy, homie, you're there, yeah? Who the man? You the man. You know what happened? He forwarded these pictures to his friends. He thought he was doing the right thing. You know what happened? No. He said that after he died, they were still getting the pictures. After this, they contacted him. We just buried the brother. How could we still receive the emails? They contacted the website. Says, this man died. How could you be sending it? Says, you had an automatic. Says, please stop it. Says, I'm sorry. The only one can stop it is that man. But that man is already dead. And he's had a contract. He paid already up to this. We're going to have to go forward. So remember, what you post, will it be on your right-hand side scale or left-hand side scale? Will it be a sadaqa jariya, ongoing charity, or evil that is ongoing? It's up to you. It's a choice you make. I'm sure you'll do the right thing. Now, when it comes to the phones, I know that I took it out on you once, and I actually took a hammer. Do you remember that night? Yes, because you were talking a bit late, and you weren't listening. So I said, listen, you know me, I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. I took the phone, and I did what I had to do. I'm sure you remember what I did to the phone. Now, you understand there's consequences of your actions. There's no freebie here. Not through this guy. So I'm sure you'll understand why you are who you are today. Because of that, you understood the consequences of your own actions and deeds. You have to be accountable, responsible for it. You can't just go and do whatever you like and say, sue me. Now, I want you to know that this phone that you have is recording everything you say. You know everything has it, and make sure that it is what it is. Those pictures that you have, those chats that you have, and everybody that you talk about, I want to remind you about the khalwa. You know what a khalwa is? Khalwa, in the definition, is itman al-fajr. You know, being alone. And I know that most people think that I'm not alone. Alone is what? When I'm with a person in four walls. True or false? I hope you said false. Good girl. Because khalwa is itman al-fajr, meaning when somebody comes suddenly, you don't change the subject. Let me give you something maybe you can relate to. You know when you're talking on the phone, or even on your chat, on your laptop, and all of a sudden you say, you're talking about something else. Then I open the door, and oh, watch out, man. What did you do? Did you memorize? Did you minimize the screen? Did you change the subject from, hey, and how are you? How you doing? And what are you going to wear tomorrow? All of that. To, hey, Sister Fatima, I'll see you in the halaqah tomorrow. Inshallah, we'll be tajweed. Yes, memorizing the Quran. Just like I was talking about. Sure, sure. You think we were born, yani. I know what fab means. We're not exactly that. Been there, done that. So please understand that if you change the subject or do anything else, and from even memorizing that or minimizing the screen, that is exactly what a khalwa means. So that doesn't necessarily give you the right to be able to do whatever you like. Because it does give you an opportunity to open up to the whole world. A small screen takes you open window. It gives you every access. If you want, I can put limits on it. I can take it away and deal with you like a child. I know you're not. You're growing up now. I want to trust you. But trust is earned, not granted. So is respect. So I'm going to tell you something that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu arda did. You know what he did? Is exactly what I did with you. I took you to the masajid. I took you to the halaqas. And Umar radiallahu anhu would do the same thing in that Ibn Abbas in the majlis. When he was in the majlis, he was actually talking about him. What would you say? Even the elder company was there to say, oh Umar radiallahu anhu, why did you bring this young man? You know what? He was more knowledgeable than most of them. He knew the answer for what exactly was supposed to be. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him an opportunity to say what was the tafsir of this ayah, the interpretation of the ayah. He did have it. And even Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma was actually had the same question and same answer. And that's exactly why we're going to move on from Umar radiallahu anhu to the next one. Understanding that, pros and cons, and what is halal and haram, we've explained. And now, after Umar radiallahu anhu was talking about what is a council and classified meaning of the surah of 110, he gave us the right answer. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him fatih, the opportunity to be able to understand the meaning of the Quran, even though he was a child. He says, what is this shajara tayyiba? He says that was the palm tree. And it was so beautiful to be able to understand what that means. Even then he knew it was that and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He also knew what the imputation was because he had the righteous company. But the elder gave the young a chance, and that's exactly what I'm giving you. I'm giving you a chance. so don't blow it. So I will be delegating responsibilities to you. And I know you can do it. I tried you, and you never failed me, and I know you won't in the future, inshallah. So please understand, when I delegate responsibilities to you, I'm giving you an opportunity to flourish, because I know that you have it in you, but you just want an opportunity, a chance that will be granted. So I want you to learn about spreading the salam, peace upon others. Especially when you're a child, you respect the elder. You say salam to them. And now I know that it is a prophetic tradition. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that you will not be complete in iman unless you do that. One of them is spread salam. Train the children in that case about what? About others. Just by greeting, you're saying salam to others, meaning what? I come in peace. I don't mean any harm. So I'm going to talk about the harm or benefit that comes with the others. In this case, meaning the righteous company. So let me give you three criteria in order for you to have a righteous company. Number one on the list, إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُ ذَكَرَكَ بِاللَّهِ رُؤْيَتُهُ. When you see them, they remind you of Allah. You know what that means, honey? You haven't prayed Asr yet, and you see Sister Fatima, oh my God, I haven't prayed Asr yet. So when you see her, she will remind you of Allah. So number one, إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُ ذَكَرَكَ بِاللَّهِ رُؤْيَتُهُ. When you see them, they remind you of Allah. Number two, دَلَّكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَالُهُ. You know what that means? It means she will guide you to a straight path. The way she talks, the way she walks, the way she eats, the way she speaks, the way she dresses, the way she acts, everything that about her will guide you to a straight path. As if there's a sahabiyya walking in front of you. She's a walking Quran, just like Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. She establishes Quran and Sunnah in her behavior, in her whole life. Number three on the list, زَادَكَ إِيمَانًا مَنْطِقُ. Every time they speak, you have an iman boost. Jura, it's like something that you will feel like you're spiritualized again. It'll remind you of heaven and hell, the truth about life, and so on. Remember Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu an Ali Bayt al-Athari Ajma'in, you know what he said? He was asked about life. You know what he said? He says, Tamur wa tadur wa taghur. Amazing, isn't it? Three words explain this thing called life. He says, it comes by, it harms, and it passes. So don't take it as an end goal. Remember, this is a means to a goal. This is just a ghaya. A wasila, iftu a ghaya. A high ground that we're after. So please make sure you have the righteous company. Even Prophet Muhammad says, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ. Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi'ula commanded Prophet Muhammad to be patient with the righteous company. How are we going to be? So now understanding that, remember, I'll be talking about it a little bit later, but just for now, I'm going to give you the three. When it comes to social media, this is the people who you want to be. So these friends, I want you to remember, after a long, healthy, righteous life, on your deathbed, you think those people on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter will be coming around? You have so many friends on social media, how come they're not here? They're not in the janazah. They're not real friends. So please remember, count on the real ones. Not only am I going to give you the opportunity to excel and the opportunity to be who you are, I'm also going to give you a business proposal. A little bit of money. I'm going to give you freedom to do whatever you want. With it, I will learn something about you. And you will also learn something about yourself. Whether you make it or break it, it doesn't matter to me. But you will learn something about yourself that is priceless for me. That is something that I want you to make sure that you never make a mistake again. But don't live in the past. You will not have a future. Only learn from the past to build a bridge to the future. I will also provide you with halal entertainment. I can't tell you everything is haram and everybody's going to hellfire. You know what? I would do a disservice for you. I also want you to have fun and learn that Islam is not all about haram. But Islam wants what's best for you. If we tell you you cannot do that, because it will harm you. And do this, because it will benefit you. So I want you to do the same with your social media and circle of friends. And that little gadget you have your own is your cell phone. Remember, there's a contact between you and Allah. And that's what I'll finish with. I want you to look at your cell phone and tell me what you see. You know, you see a number, digits, and some bars. I want you to remember these bars doing what exactly? They're uploading and downloading your strength of your carrier and how the link is to be able to. I want you to think that how many bars you have in your heart, the link to Allah. You remember, the link is to exactly where you face. Remember the Kaaba everywhere in the world faces it? It's just like a satellite dish. It takes a signal of Iman. And that's the strength of the signal of Iman. So every time you look at your cell phone, I want you to look at how many bars you have on that cell phone and how strong your Iman is and how linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Even though you're walking here, but your name is mentioned on the heavens, on the righteous company. Don't be worried about will you be popular here or not. Maybe you're not so popular on this earth, but you're popular in the heavens. Your name is mentioned by the angels. Your name is mentioned by Allah to the angels. And if Allah loves you, He will tell the angels, I love you. And tell the angels in the heavens that Allah loves them. Jibreel will tell them till they love you. And the angels in the heaven will bestow that same order and a command of Allah that I love my slave so and so. So the angels on the earth will love you. وَيُوضَعَ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ And everybody else will love you. So remember the golden rule. If you please Allah in the displeasure of people, Allah will be pleased with you and force people to be pleased with you too. But if you displease Allah to please the people, Allah will be displeased with you and force people to be displeased with you too. So please, count on the one that has the keys for heaven and hell. And take the righteous company to be your Zad, what you need on this journey called life. May Allah protect you. And remember, that cell phone one day will show a low bar on your battery. And that battery will die one day. So remember, always work on the battery of your heart. Don't let it die. And now finish with the hadith where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a man came to him. He says, Al-qalb yasta, my heart is rusting. You know what he said? He says, two things. Was it a cell phone, a new cell phone, the latest, a new laptop? No. He says, Quran and dhikrul maut, remembering the death. So this battery one day will go down. It won't come back up. Remember that day, my dear daughter. Revive your heart with Quran and remember in that day. Increase the bars of Iman to be linked to Allah and don't worry about the rest. It doesn't mean a thing to you because I know where your heart belongs. Jazakallahu khairan in advance for being the best daughter ever. I love you, and I love you for the sake of Allah. With that, I'll see you on the other side.